says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Friend in New York City. He never called me back.
You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon. As a matter of fact, you're immersed in the Trump phenomenon. We all are. The Trump phenomenon has overtaken the world. We'll talk about that tonight in our brief 1 hour together. We'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So don't be shy about calling in. My name is James Kelso, and the sponsor of this show is the American Freedom Party. Our website is theAmericanFreedomParty.us. Take a look at the website and help out with this show. I'll tell you a way to help out with this show if you've been enjoying it. We want to go on for another 8 years through the entire Trump phenomenon, which will be an eight-year-long phenomenon. Let's see, Donald Trump is 70 years old now. It'll take him right out through to 78 years old, and we'll talk about that tonight, too. I'm going to make a little check mark here. That's one of our topics, is Trump security. We're going to make a very talk about making sure that 8 years turns into 8 years, doing all that we can. If you want to help out, send a contribution. And your contribution sent to this address will go to this show and will go to our hosting costs on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. And thank you very much. Some folks have sent in some support, and that is very appreciated. Keep it coming. With us tonight, let's see who we have. Yes, go ahead. It's Paul?
Yes, it's Paul, and I think George is here.
George is
here. Yes, and folks, let me give you another great thing that you can contribute to. The American Freedom Party is putting out a book on South Africa. Paul Fromm is the author. He's putting out a book. And you can help out. When you get on the AmericanFreedomParty.us website, if you want to make a contribution to the book, just whatever channel of contribution you use, PayPal, a check, money order, credit card, just make a notation for the Paul Fromm book or for the South Africa book. We'll know exactly what you mean. So we want to get some funds together to cover the cost of getting that book out. Once the book's out, boy, it's going to pay for itself. It's going to sell like hotcakes. It's such a badly needed book. Paul, you tell the folks, if they want to find out what's going on to white folks in South Africa right now, what will they find at their library?
Well, what they'll find is my book when it comes out, and it's going to be talking about the growing white genocide in South Africa. This is not a matter of verbal overkill or one of the world, probably the world expert on genocide. He's, I think, a distant cousin of yours. James visited South Africa in November 2014, and after a month-long tour, came back and reported that South Africa was in the penultimate stage of genocide. The genocide has, I believe, seven steps. Well, they're at step six, and step seven is occurs when the machetes come out and people are being hacked to death in the streets. But 70,000 whites have been murdered in the 22 years since the United States forced the government in South Africa to hand over power to Nelson Mandela and the communists. And there's a concerted effort to impoverish whites by basically keeping them from employment through an affirmative action program on absolute steroids. It's called the Black Economic Empowerment Program, and it's fairly complicated, but basically it makes it very difficult for whites, especially young whites, to get jobs. Well, that's a further form of genocide when you try to either prevent people from having children, or, I mean, a group of people from having children, or make it impossible for their children to, you know, to survive. So many young South Africans have had to emigrate abroad or work abroad. So this is all by policy. This isn't just you know, government incompetence, although there's certainly a lot of that. So the theme of my book is white genocide in South Africa, what you can do about it, and what lessons there might be for us. And I'm telling you, the results on Tuesday night show that some people are getting it. They get it. That we are in the middle of an anti-white assault on us in North America and in Europe. And this was a white revolution on Tuesday night. Angry whites who'd seen themselves dispossessed. Race, of course, wasn't the only issue. It's a rebellion against the elites, and the elites in Europe and in North America are pathologically filled with hatred against whites. want to export our jobs to other countries. They're entirely focused on their own benefit that they're and they benefit from cheap labor, and they have no loyalty to us as a people. And the black leadership, for the large part, may have no loyalty to their own people as a people. If they did, they'd be among the toughest opponents of immigration. And there are some black leaders who are in the United States, but my book will be focusing on white genocide, and I think it'll be very, very relevant for the situation white people face in other countries. And the bottom line is, if you want to see what it will look like when we become a minority, as we will be by 2041 in the United States, unless immigration is stopped, take a look at South Africa and see if you like that. The answer is, once you know a little bit about it, you won't like it, and perhaps it'll make you want to fight all the harder to stop this. I noticed one of the boo-hoo-hoo stories in Toronto, in the Canadian, in Toronto Globe and Mail today, was since the Trump victory, there's been all sorts of nasty words said to minorities, and somebody somewhere in the United States wrote in magic marker, "Make America white again." Well, you know, collective heart attack. Oh no, how horrible! And I think, well, what's wrong with that? That's not a call for genociding anybody, or it's a demand, though, that our countries not be changed, and One thing I would agree with that article is that the Trump victory has immensely liberated people. And I know you read some of these comments last night in Europe. The nationalists are ecstatic from Russia to Spain, from Sweden to Italy. Nationalist groups and parties are energized. And, you know, they're saying Brexit wasn't a one-off. Brexit was just the beginning. Brexit, Trump, and maybe next, later this month, a Freedom Party, which is a nationalist party, man elected president of Austria. Geert Wilders has a good chance of doing extremely well next year in the Netherlands. And of course, next May, we all hope that Marine Le Pen will be the next president de la France. Good stuff out there, James, and I think I'm so excited to be part of this on the Trump phenomenon. And you know, you called it right. You know, that you believed when a lot of other people didn't believe that Trump would win, and he did.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you very much. Let me turn my volume back up. Yes, thank you very much, Paul. Sort of two phases to that. One, recognizing that Trump was the real deal. And then two, believing that he would win. Those two things happened at the beginning of this show. They're the reason we created this show. And the folks, we would like to put on President Donald Trump's desk, deep in Cheyenne Mountain, George, the book on South Africa by Paul Fromm, and by the way, a distinguished list of the top patriots in South Africa. So this will be a who's who of the shining lights of South African freedom and resistance. So this is a great book, and we'll talk an awful lot about this book in coming months and years. And to answer my own question, what will you find on the plight of whites in South Africa in your library? Nothing. What will you find in the mainstream press? Nothing. You know, it's gone into George Orwell's memory hole. It's that the plight of our cousins in South Africa, 4 million strong, has simply been deleted. And that they're hoping the mainstream media, the same people that wanted to do in Donald Trump, that wanted to delete Donald Trump, they couldn't pull it off. They tried so hard. One of the people who wanted to delete Donald Trump was Karl Rove. I got to meet Karl Rove one time. I walked a whole city block with Karl Rove at the Republican convention in 2008 in St. Paul, Minnesota, and got to give him a piece of my mind. We're going to listen to Karl Rove. He's one of the people that wanted Donald Trump to go away. And let's listen to him now. This happened just after Trump won the election. Listen to Karl Rove. And we'll talk about this tonight. These people, these scheming people, trying to insinuate themselves after their treachery, they want to insinuate themselves into the Trump administration. So we have to watch out for these guys. Karl Rove's one of them. We'll let Karl Rove be the poster boy for the phonies who want to get now be part of the Trump administration after having sought to destroy Donald Trump. Listen to this. Listen to Tucker Carlson on Fox News destroy, with the help of a couple other Fox News people, destroy this clown, Karl Rove. Here he is.
Ran the inside straight.
Well, if he winning Wisconsin, he ought to thank two people, Governor Scott Walker and Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, because they have built in that state a political machine through Walker's.
Let me just pause it. That voice you just heard, since you can't see his ugly face, his ugly fat face, that's Karl Rove. Here we come back. Here he is. He just said Paul Ryan delivered Wisconsin. Well, I'll talk about that right after this. Here he is.
Races that extends from the top to the bottom and is better organized than probably any state in the country. They have every precinct covered. They have all the people. They have all the technology. They have all the enthusiasm and all the leadership, and they've executed. If I were Sean Hannity, I would not be recommending that if Donald Trump wins the presidency, the first thing he does is pick a fight with the House of Representatives and try and get Paul Ryan out.
I'm going to pause him again. What Sean Hannity did then, Thank you, Sean Hannity. What Sean Hannity did on his show right before this is he said, Paul Ryan is not going to be, come January, Paul Ryan is not going to be the Speaker of the House in the Trump administration. Oh, great, Sean Hannity. And Karl Rove, he doesn't like that one bit. So he's trying to defend his boy, Paul Ryan. We'll go back to Rove.
Out. Paul Ryan is probably one of the big reasons why he carried Wisconsin tonight. And not only that, but a newly elected president does not need to start by opening up a civil war with the legislative branch of his party.
Did that machine, because we know that in Wisconsin he got a terrible shellacking in the primaries from Ted Cruz, and all of that machine was working against him in the primaries, Chris and talk Wallace. Radio was working against him. Did they all fall in line and work full out for him?
Talk radio was, put that aside, because that's not under the control of the party leaders. But yeah, absolutely, because they understood too.
Paul Ryan didn't even campaign with
him. Exactly. Let me finish. Yeah, he did. Last weekend, where do you think Paul Ryan was? He was stumping the state in a bus tour saying, vote for the Republican ticket. Donald Trump, Ron Johnson, Mike Gallagher.
But he did refuse to.
He didn't campaign with him. He campaigned on behalf of the House of Representatives around the country, raised $50 million.
Okay. I'm not arguing against Paul Ryan. I think he's in a very tough spot. I think he's an honorable guy, and I think he'll do his best to accommodate this new world. But it is a grotesque overstatement to say he is responsible for Donald Trump's winning Wisconsin. I mean, that's just
The ground
he was mocking
essential.
Trump. He was making the point very clearly, crystal clear, that he thought that Trump was kind of morally indefensible, which is that's a real point. But I'm just saying you can't say spite of the wishes.
You think the Access Hollywood tape is morally defensible?
I'm not saying that at all. You're losing perspective here.
Time out. I agree.
This is just sanity.
Yeah, it's sanity. Folks, let me just fill in a few points here. That was Tucker Carlson. He's just a mainstream media guy. But even he was saying, this is over the top, Karl Rove, that Paul Ryan delivered Wisconsin. Now, remember, Wisconsin was key to Donald Trump becoming our president. Had Donald Trump not carried Wisconsin, do we have a big problem. And now, remember this, as to this question, did Paul Ryan help Donald Trump carry Wisconsin? Donald Trump carried Wisconsin absolutely in spite of Paul Ryan. Absolutely in spite of Paul Ryan. Yes. And now, Paul Ryan carrying or delivering Wisconsin? Folks, in 2012, who was the vice presidential running mate of Mitt Romney? Paul Ryan. Let me ask you a question. Just refresh your memory. Did Paul Ryan carry Wisconsin with Mitt Romney?
No.
Paul Ryan is such a powerhouse in Wisconsin, he couldn't carry Wisconsin in 2008 when Romney was up in the polls and distinctly favored over Obama. When they were going into the election, the Romney people thought they had it in the bag. It's hard to remember these things. And the polls were showing that they were winning. But they lost. They didn't just lose a little bit. They lost badly in Wisconsin. And by the way, did Mitt Romney carry his home state of Massachusetts? No, he lost badly in Massachusetts. So, no, Paul Ryan didn't carry Wisconsin. Donald Trump went to Wisconsin. He went to Wisconsin a lot. He talked to those laid-off factory workers. He talked to that white vote you're talking about, Paul. He talked to those white Rust Belt workers, and he hit a home run with them and shocked the Hillary Obamaites by taking Wisconsin. So Karl Rove, now we'll use him as an example of a snake, and we'll talk about that snake right after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
That's you folks out there in our audience. And now I'm going to play you another little bit of tape. This is that same snake, and we're just going to use Karl Rove as the poster boy for all the snakes who tried to bite Donald Trump, and who did bite Donald Trump. And Donald Trump needs to throw that basket of snakes, throw them overboard, make sure they don't get into his White House. And here he is. This is Karl Rove in the first week of August, right after the Democratic convention. And Paul Ryan has just straight-armed Donald Trump and withdrawn his endorsement over the Billy Bush tape. Oh, great. And here's I might have the sequence a little bit wrong there, but Ryan was playing hard to get and not endorsing Trump and sandbagging the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. And here's Karl Rove. He's on Fox News, same Fox News we just heard from, but now, 2 months earlier? Yeah, about 2 months earlier. Here's Steve Ducey on one side. There's the a blonde with a pink dress, a pink mini skirt in the middle, whose job is to cross and uncross her legs repeatedly. And then another guy, I forget his name. They're all on the couch there, and they're asking Karl Rove this question. Listen to Karl Rove. Yes, Karl, we know you. We know you're helping Trump out here. Listen to this.
She's done. Are you voting for him?
I'm going to say what he said about Paul Ryan. He's just not there yet. I'm just not there yet.
Well, that would mean a vote for her if you didn't vote for him.
Oh, I'm not voting for her. Okay. And my state is going to go comfortably Republican. Now, who are you voting for?
Haven't figured it out yet.
Not going to say. Okay.
Nice try, Karl Rove. Of course, he knows that these newscasters can't answer that question. And Rove lives, he lives right down near where I used to live, in the Florida Panhandle. So he was talking about Florida. He lives there in Seaside, not a couple miles away from where I lived in Panama City Beach. But what a snake. He can't even say that he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Way to go, Karl Rove. So there we go. And I'm going to open up the lines here for phone calls, 800-313-9443, if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. I've got another clip with Bill Bennett. And I hope I can get that in the Tonight Show, where Bill Bennett is going head-to-head with Megyn Kelly, and he wipes her out on her tap dancing with Donald Trump, trying to sandbag the Donald Trump campaign. Things to talk about. Paul mentioned it earlier. I want to talk about tonight. I want to mention how the Trump campaign is relating to our European cousins, European patriots. Very, very important. And that has started out here. We're only 72 hours into the president-elect status of Donald Trump, and the European patriots are climbing on board the Trump train beautifully. They love Donald Trump. They're cheering him on. It's really beautiful. I'll try to bring you a few quotes. Another theme, what else is happening in the first 72 hours? Violence against American patriots all over the country. I watched a number of videos. I'm sure you have seen them. The major media isn't putting those videos out. And they certainly aren't making a big deal about any of those videos, if they do mention any of them. No outrage at white kids at high schools being beaten and pummeled. I saw one of an elderly white man dragged by his own car and a black gang beating him up. We'll talk about the white violence against us right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's just who won this election, the politically incorrect, the working man, the white working man in particular. Now that we've talked about a rat and a snake, one of the never-Trumpers, Karl Rove, let's talk about some of the heroes for a moment. George, you had a thought.
Yeah, James, I wanted to mention now that Trump is hiring all over the place. And for RBN listeners, this is a chance to pass the word to good patriots. So there is a heavy-duty website, www.greatagain.gov, and it's Help Wanted 4,000 Presidential Appointees. Now, of course, he's talking about working in Washington, D.C., but those are 4,000 pretty important people, and I've been there, sports fans. The 4,000 that are there right now, they're not on your side. But, you know, in the U.S. of A., where it's hard to make a living and brilliant people are overlooked, Here is a golden opportunity. Somebody good ought to be applying for these jobs. You can read about it on his website. And on the RBN site, there's a very urgent for education researchers. It's part of that rolling storyline on the homepage at RBN. And that lists a bunch of working directly for Trump. So if we want to prevent the Karl Roves and other maggots from infesting the Trump administration, look at these sites, apply for the jobs, and let's fill them with patriots from RBN.
Well, that's a great idea, George. What's the URL again?
Okay, there's a couple of them. The biggest one is it's www.greatagain.gov. And then there's /news/help-wanted-4000, presidentialappointees.html.
Wow.
So I've sent that link. It's on our Skype, and maybe we could find a way to, you know, hoist that on the RBN roller too. But it's transition time. It's a rite of passage every 4 years, and instead of that 4 years ago where just a whole bunch of communists gave way to a whole bunch of more communists, now they're really cleaning house. And a lot of these jobs are SES, as in lots of money. Now, you know, the system ain't perfect, sports fans, but there's people, you know, those, a lot of those are $200,000 a year jobs, and you're working for Donald Trump. And it includes all 15 cabinet level agencies, presidential appointees, all, you know, staffs. Someone's going to take those jobs. And it could be, you know, the run-of-the-mill Republican maggots, Republican dump. I'm not a fan of the GOP. I know a lot of people listening aren't either, and it's for damn good reason. You know, the Paul Ryans of the world, you know, they have their people in the GOP seats. But now it's Donald Trump's gig. And for those of you that are inclined to do heavy-duty white-collar work, if you think a 60- or 70-hour week is up your alley, I would do it if I were a younger man and I could work directly for Donald Trump, but it's out there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there. It's never going to be again. So 4,000 appointees and a bunch more jobs that are on that link on RBN. So ladies and gentlemen of the Patriot Movement, get out there, look at these, and fill those positions.
And it's going to be more than 4,000 because that's just for starters. Somebody who's appointed among that 4,000, what's the first job for that new position? He's going to hire a bunch of people, or she. So you may not be in the 4,000, but you, if you get your resume in and get your application in, someone who is among the 4,000 may hire you as they go through their pile of resumes. So
it's all true, Jamie. And, you know, unfortunately, we have a huge bureaucracy. America's a big place. But you want to talk about a once-in-a-lifetime. In our lifetime, and in, even in millennials' lifetime, this is never going to happen again. Getting in on the ground floor for Donald Trump, I don't know about you. I don't want to see a bunch of neocons there. I don't want Karl Rove people. I don't even want Newt Gingrich's people. I certainly don't want William Kristol's people in there. Someone's going to get those jobs. Let's make it patriots. Let's make it us. Us,
yes.
us. Let's have the Patriot Movement fill those positions and work for Donald Trump.
And a beauty to what you're saying, George, is this. The folks you're talking to have never thought of applying for a position. It's out of their ken. It's beyond comprehension that you could actually apply for a job in Washington, D.C. and be hired. Because it's never been possible before. George Bush wasn't going to do it. Clinton wasn't going to do it. Obama. But Donald Trump will hire you. And look at the people that he just vaulted into positions during his campaign. Now, let's talk about two of those good folks. And let's listen to them just for a second. Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter. Now, I hope they have. They of course, will have a big role in the Trump administration. Here's Laura Ingraham agreeing completely with you, George. Here she is. Talking to Brett Baer on Fox.
President Trump is not probably just going to hand the keys over to Congress and Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. There will be some agenda pushing as far as what he wants to get through.
I mean, this is Trump's party now. I mean, never Trumpers, were there five people? I mean, no offense, but they're not, there's just not that many. I mean, he flipped all these states that were Democrat states. He came in and completely upended the Bushes, the Clintons, the Obamas, the Chamber of Commerce, the media, Hollywood. He took them all on, got vilified, and he made some mistakes. But he won handily. And the idea that he's going to come in and be like, okay, well, I got to make Bill Kristol feel better. I mean, that's just ridiculous. He's going to come in and he's going to do what he said he's going to do. And it's going to be hard because Obamacare repeal, Paul is right. Paul Ryan's right. It's not that simple. It's a complex web, which was designed that way to make it really hard to repeal. But I think Trump is happy to work with Paul Ryan on Trump's agenda, and where their agenda kind of coalesces and collides, they'll figure it out. But I don't think Trump's going to spend a lot of time worrying about pleasing the never Trumpers. He pleased the American people, and he has a mandate for that change, and the Democrats are going to have to deal with that agenda, and we'll see what happens.
Sure. Close.
Okay, there you go. Beautiful. Laura Ingraham. Let's hear another beautiful patriot, Ann Coulter, talking about the same thing, or pretty much.
This yesterday, you predicted this. It looks like it is happening. The Trump earthquake has gone down. Let me ask you, first of all, your reaction to what's happened tonight. Secondly, what kind of president would Trump be? Now it looks like he may have got there.
Well, first, the reaction is it is perfectly predictable. This has been happening all over the world, including in your country. It's happened in this country. For 10 years now, both political parties have tried to push through an amnesty. And both times, it wasn't one political party fighting another. It was the American people getting wind of it and shutting down the congressional switchboards. Apparently, humans around the globe like to have countries and like to live in their countries. So I think it was predictable. That's why lots of us didn't predict it.
But do you think it was more about jobs and Trump saying, look, I'm going to bring the jobs back to America, to working class guys again? Was it about immigration? Was it about Islamic terrorism? Or was it all of it?
It's all part of the same thing, which is globalism versus nationality. I mean, part of the trade deals are very important. We've lost our number of manufacturing jobs have been halved in the last 20 years. People don't know in this beautiful city, they don't know in San Francisco or Washington or L.A., but go out to America, and people who used to have great jobs and their kids could look forward to futures better than theirs. Now it's good for Wall Street because they get to arrange the international deals, but it's terrible for the people who work here and dumping millions of low-wage workers on the country. Look at how awful it's been for the African-American community in this country. That's one way Trump
okay.
It's going to change
You've
the country.
Been personally reviled.
Yes, I have.
For decades, actually. much of it.
Paul, they're talking
deserved.
About you. You've been personally reviled for decades.
Oh, we have been. I sure feel it.
Yeah. And so there you go, folks. So there are a couple heroes after we heard from a chump, Karl Rove. Let's hear from a hero in New Jersey. Rob, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, Jamie. Of course, on election day, I was a poll inspector, and toward the end of the night, I found out that Trump was winning, and I was absolutely elated when I saw the projections for the electoral votes, et cetera, et cetera. So,
Rob, that was a 15-hour day for you, wasn't it?
Well, it was 18 hours because we had this open up, and then we have to count the all the types of ballots. You have affidavit ballots, you have the normal ballots, you have ballots from the disabled people, who incidentally was only one person, but the polling station was packed all day, and he really brought out the vote and the voters.
And Rob, not to interrupt you, but the folks may not know this. Rob is an American Freedom Party activist. And what he did there in that 18 hours, Rob, what he did was by being in that seat and being that election official, he prevented one of the Hillary clowns from being in that seat. That's the kind of thing that we'll have a chance to do again in 2020. That's the way people in the smaller third parties like the American Freedom Party, we can help out. That's a big deal. 18 hours. You know, a few people like you, Rob, make a big difference.
Well, you know, I was really concerned about any fraud or shenanigans against Trump. Ultimately, he did lose New York, but it wasn't because of our polling station. And it was a wonderful experience. I'll do it again next time. And what George is saying about the government jobs and whatnot, you know, on that website, they offer, now these are government appointees, you know, positions. It's about 4,000, you know, and of course, what's his name? Pence is the team chair. Then he has all these other co-chairs, like Dr. Ben Carson, Chris Christie, Newt Gingrich, General Michael Flynn, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Jeff Sessions, and there's also Congressman Lou Barletta, and of course the Trump family, and Peter Thiel, which is excellent. And it's just not 4,000 jobs. They also give you the link to the Plum Book, which has a listing of 26,000 government jobs that will be up, because you can be terminated at any time. So people should also look in the Plum Book for various positions that are available, and they should apply. We, all right-wing workers, and the alt-right workers, should apply for jobs in this government, because Trump is our candidate. And, you know, that many of the news outlets actually credit Bill Johnson for doing the most from the alt-right, the most to get Trump elected, you know, with the robocalls, the calls in Utah, the contacts that he made during the election. And, you know, a lot of people were, of course, involved, but they specifically named Bill Johnson, which is really a credit to him and a credit to the American Freedom Party.
And folks, William Daniel Johnson is the chairman of the American Freedom Party, which and you can find us at theamericanfreedomparty.us. So one of the things that we'll be doing, Rob, over the next 8 years is that we'll be finding our place, fitting ourselves into the—
That's right.
Into the
eight
job.
8 years, you're right.
8 years. How can we help? You know, where do we fit in? Where do our strengths offer something? And so we'll, you know, that's exactly what we'll be doing over the next 8 years. We can assume that Trump is— it's going to be such a magnificent 4 years that Trump, of course, will win re-election in 2020. And that brings up another point. I just want to just wedge this in with the brief seconds we have left in the show, and that is Donald Trump's security. I hope, folks, that Donald Trump, he's famous for tackling problems nobody else could solve and coming up with solutions that nobody else had thought of, sometimes very obvious ones. And he has a problem here, and I hope he comes up with a brilliant solution, his own security. Don't go with the old solutions and the old ways. Do not go in a parade like John Kennedy through Dallas. Do not do, for instance, the inaugural parade that's coming up. I would suggest don't do that. Why do you need to get into an open car and be driven through hundreds of thousands of people? Impossible to secure.
That's
yes?
true. And early this morning, they announced that the Trump building in Manhattan, where he lives on the three top floors, they created a no-fly zone. And also, early in the morning, they brought all these dump trucks that were filled with sand and put them in front of the building, because the protesters were getting rowdy, and
folks, what can New York City white dump trucks filled with sand? Why are they filled with sand, folks? These people, these police, FBI, and Secret Service, they're not dumb. They're very smart people. Those things stop car bombs, and they stop terrorists ramming the building.
And bullets,
yes, and RPGs, okay? So I don't know. You know, there's some big tradition of landing on the White House lawn, and I think it's a Marine Corps helicopter. You know, that's pretty, but I think it's dumb when we're talking about the we can't replace Donald Trump. All these other presidents were very replaceable. Got to think outside the box on Donald Trump's security. We'll talk about it right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And I just wanted to wedge in this thought on the security of Donald Trump anybody in the campaign or the Donald Trump staff listening to this or any of us, just, you know, we'll all get the message to Donald Trump by just the chain of connections that we have. Completely think outside the box. Be in much more secure locations because – to use the Latin, Donald Trump is sui generis. There's no one like him. He can't be replaced. All of these other presidents, if one of them fell, there was somebody else who was just as bad who could take his place. And if that guy fell, there was somebody else just as bad who could take his place. In the case of Donald Trump, we can't lose him. So he's got to be completely secure from threats far bigger than the John Hinckley type threat, the Lee Harvey Oswald type threat, far, far greater threats, much more massive threats. So don't have a predictable schedule, an inaugural parade where everyone knows exactly where you'll be, exactly when you will be there, and that there will be hundreds of thousands of people among whom you could conceal yourself, and tall buildings everywhere, an impossible security situation. Don't do it. Or any form of parade, any form of large meeting where you're exposed like that. It's wonderful and miraculous that Donald Trump has made it through all of these great big rallies. And I don't mean to scare people or be alarmist, but it's simply everything we're talking about depends on keeping this giant in our history healthy. So just that thought there.
James,
go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. There's another threat on the horizon. There have been protests in a number of American cities, Chicago, New York, Washington, Seattle. Last night, a violent one in Portland. I think they had to use tear gas on them. Up here in Canada, there was a protest in Vancouver. My videographer attended it. This seems to be more than spontaneous, and this is something I've seen on the internet that both Hillary and the electronic zipper showed up at that press conference on Wednesday morning wearing purple. Yeah,
what you say, pardon me again for jumping on what you say, it's so wonderfully true. And folks, what does this hark back to? What did the Bolsheviks, we're dealing with the Bolsheviks, folks. What did the Bolsheviks do vis-a-vis the Tsars? The Tsars felt an obligation to their people to ride in open carriages so their people could see them, so they could be with their people. This was not the right thing to do in a world full of Bolsheviks, bomb throwers and shooters. And the Tsars paid for this with their lives. And we have these Bolsheviks. The idea of the open carriage and being with the people that way, it's a wonderful idealistic thought, but we need to keep far more than the Tsars needed to keep people alive. They had replacements. We don't have a replacement for Donald Trump. Mike Pence is not that replacement.
No, what I was actually talking about, though, is this appears to be organized, and the word is the money for these so-called spontaneous protests may be coming from Soros. Soros funded the other color revolution.
Of course it is.
Mr. Bolshevik.
The Ukraine.
Yep, Mr. Bolshevik, folks. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being with us. Thank you, Rob. And we'll see you all again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Sunday.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.